Hi, it's Bruce here. I'm with head women's hockey coach Molly Engstrom. Putting a wrap on a season where there were some really good things that happened, some things that might have been a little bit better, but it's time to start looking at the future and thinking about next season, which it was great to see some of the players out working out on their own on the ice. They're not ready to stop playing for the year. Pretty excited about some things coming up.
Yeah, definitely. We taking a little bit of a break now. The kids have academically have their spring break coming up, and then once we return from that next week, we'll start our spring training, and then we'll kind of roll out. We'll have the kids back here, starting with the new freshmen in July to get some training under them. So everything's looking forward now.
Yeah, you've got some freshmen coming in from interesting places, a Dane and a Finn. Can you give us a little bit about them?
Yeah, so Frederick Foss is a Danish player. She's playing prep school. She ended up playing her extra year at Shattuck, St. Mary's. Yeah. So we know she's getting a great experience down there. We got a Canadian, couple of kids, defensemen coming from the Midwest. Really excited about all of them. I think we're looking forward to seeing what Brenna Curl is going to turn into. I mean, if anybody knows women's hockey, Brenna Curl is a grad senior at Wisconsin right now and has led that program to multiple national championships. So just having kids who have those kind of people in their lives is the direction that we want to take this program in terms of relevancy. So yeah, we're excited about all of them. We've got a couple goalies coming in, one from California, and we've got a Finnish goaltender committed as well.
The reach of women's hockey now is there are more programs. This has obviously expanded greatly. And there will continue to be, you know, good foreign players in the league. The two leading scorers are this year were Ida Kuopala from Finland and Natalie Malinkova from Czechia, but there's still a lot of room for North American players.
Definitely. There's a lot of good players out there, and it's a matter of finding them and finding the right fit. So we continue to learn more about our team and our players every day. And like I said, we're looking forward to the freshman class. We're going to be freshman sophomore heavy again next year. We have, as of right now, if I'm not mistaken, one in our junior class coming up.
Yeah.
So we'll have a couple in senior class, we'll have one junior, and then we've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores, so we're still growing.
Well, the whole COVID thing's going to be over soon, that fifth COVID year, which has made it a nightmare for all coaches and programs and the like, and I think for a lot of players too. You know, I've got this fifth year, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'd say stay put, have another good year with whoever you are, but I know a lot of kids start to wander when they get that COVID year. This is the last class, right, I think, that has that year, that one coming in, the one that will be seniors. So that'll change. The portal obviously won't change so much, and name, image, and likeness won't change so much, but I think things will calm down in terms of players going all over the place. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, you're right. This senior class this year, they've been here for 4 years and they have to leave after 4 years.
Yeah.
What's exciting is, to me, is leveling the playing field again.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, we'll have an incoming freshman playing against a 23-year-old and maybe multiple. I mean, when you look at Ohio State, and depending on how you want to slice and dice the portal, 7, 8 grad students.
Yeah.
So to me, it's exciting. You know, you have all these records. You know, I broke the most amount of games played, most points, most goals, most assists. I mean, in my opinion, there should be an asterisk that says this is a COVID year.
Yeah.
You're not comparing apples to apples. Some people have done that in 4 years.
Yeah.
And you've attained it because you had 35 more games played. Well, so the whole thing is a mess.
And you see it in basketball, all these people that are hating on poor Caitlin Clark, who's obviously an extremely good athlete. Yes, she played 50 more games than Pistol Pete Maravich, but no one else is comparing them.
Yeah.
They're on separate pinnacles or pedestals, as Bob Ryan wrote yesterday on Facebook. They're both remarkable what they did in the time they did it. But let's not compare them because it's not a comparable thing. And I think that's one of the things that's really happened with the over emphasis on analytics. It just makes me nuts. I'd rather go out and watch a kid play before I even know who his or her numbers are.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And then see. Well, I'm excited too and looking forward to catching up with you guys over the summer. And, you know, it's September can never get there fast enough for me.
Yeah.
And wish you good luck and hope you get some time off to relax a little bit. And we'll be back at it soon.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Molly.
That's our Bruce Pratt with University of Maine women's ice hockey coach Molly Engstrom wrapping up the season here. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.